your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day?
If you're not familiar with the Nextdoor app, it's an app that's very local to where you live, and your neighbors post what's happening on your street, kind of like a virtual neighborhood watch.
Yeah, the best part about this is you probably know some of these people. You know what their houses look like. You know the numbers of their house. You already know their history. So when you see them play it all out on the internet, it's insane.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. When we see exceptionally crazy posts, Raven and I like to act them out for you.
Yeah, when I saw this one in my neighborhood, I knew it was a winner for us, Anna. If you'd like to get us started.
Well, Elizabeth posts on the Nextdoor app, vandalism? Question mark. So I had something weird happen last night, and I was wondering if it's a random act or targeted. Someone threw a milkshake at my house. Has this happened to anyone else? I'm trying to figure out if I have an unknown enemy or if this is a random act. Let me know. Vehicle, one, type, car. Other, could hear the tires squealing.
I guess these are the descriptive terms.
Yeah. Yeah. She had a milkshake thrown at her house, and she wants to know, like, did anybody else have
Is it supposed to be
thrown?
Me? Right. Or is milkshakes at other houses all the time now a thing?
Do they just have 17 milkshakes in their car, and they just nailed the whole neighborhood?
Too many extra milkshakes. What are we going to do with these?
Yep.
Debbie chimes in. Sounds like teenage vandalism to me. At least a milkshake isn't as hard to clean up as eggs. If such person would like to throw a milkshake at my house, could you please make it strong? Strawberry? Wait, what?
But no, but like, they're throwing it at your house. How are you going to drink it? They're not leaving it nice and neatly for you on your front doorstep.
Debbie, how many people are throwing eggs or milkshakes at your house that you have experienced enough? Which one would be easier?
Raven, where do you live that this is your neighborhood?
And if you want a strawberry shake, it's called Postmates, man. Just get it ordered.
John responds, that was unusually cruel. Those mean beep. No respect for others' property. I blame the parents just as much as the kids. We have kids tossing daily litter out the window on our property. Luckily, no vandalism. Why do we think this is kids? Why can't this just be like an angry 54-year-old woman?
I suppose it could. That's why Dan chimes in and says, do you have any lawn signs? Here comes the conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
Oh, it was a concerted effort.
Elizabeth responds, the only thing I have on my property is a flag of my football team, which is unpopular in the area.
Melissa responds, sadly, that could have been a response to your football team's flag and you as a fan. Bullying seems to be trendy just now in America.
Right, because that's it.
Yeah.
Because if you put up like a Cowboys flag, right, you're like, no, I hate the Cowboys. You know what we're going to do?
So mad at the Cardinals that I'm going to go spend $3.25 for a milkshake and chuck it at this house.
Yep, I'm an Oreo milkshake. I'm going to go get it right now and I'm going to wind up and throw it. Michael responds, it's probably random. Someone picked up a cinder block from my yard and threw it at my neighbor's house in the middle of the night last year.
Come on.
That's not random,
right,
buddy.
Right.
Not random.
And Michael, that's your teenager. Right. Did that to your neighbor, or you did that to your neighbor.
It's probably random.
Nobody came over to your house to pick up a cinder block and chuck it at your neighbor's house.
But my favorite part about all this is the final response that Andrew says.
That milkshake didn't bring all the boys to the yard.
And they're like, it's better than yours, right?